This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Picture this. It's February 2011. Your boys were just in the Super Bowl last night, and you thought it would be a good idea to have people over to party and watch it. But then they lost, and you became no fun to be around.
Do you want to get into these brownies I made?
Shut the fuck up, Derek.
Sorry.
Shut the fuck up.
It's a cream cheese frosting. I thought maybe.
When we're up 2 scores, I'll have a fucking brownie, okay? Not until then.
Okay.
I'll try one of them brownies.
Yeah.
Sean. Please. No, guys, shut up. Nobody eats a brownie while the Steelers are trailing. No one.
Well, no one can have a brownie.
No one.
Okay.
You know what? Throw them out. The brownies are jinxed. Throw them out.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I don't know if you've noticed this, but I think you are unconsciously eating a bunch of cookies right now as you're yelling at us.
Well, obviously I hadn't noticed, or it wouldn't be unconscious, would it?
You're right. I'm stupid.
The next morning, you're hungover as hell, and you board a flight from Los Angeles to Boston to meet your 3-week-old niece. You get to the airport, you down a $9 Gatorade. Oh, how long is this flight going to take? Oh, wait, God, there's a layover? Where's the layover?
Salt Lake City.
Worse. The layover's in Milwaukee, which means everyone on both planes will have some connection to Milwaukee. And they're all wearing fucking cheese heads, and you're the most hungover and pissed you've ever been in your life.
Sir, can I get you a water? Do you like something to drink?
No, throw it all out.
I can't. There's nowhere to throw it out.
None of these Packer fans get to drink water. Not on this flight.
We unfortunately cannot prevent people from drinking water on the plane. Would you like a ginger ale or tomato juice?
I am hungover, so I will take a ginger ale, yeah.
What, did you want me to put tomato juice in it?
In the ginger ale?
Yeah, it's a thing that we do here in Milwaukee. I'm based in Milwaukee.
I hate this fucking city. I hate you all. Wouldn't it be like cheese curds or something?
We do that too, but we don't put that in our alcohol. We're not monsters.
Hey there, neighbor. You're looking a little sad.
Yeah.
I got some cheese curds on me. If that'll cheer you up. What troubles you, friend?
Are you... don't take this the wrong way. Are you a character from Fargo?
No, I'm a real human being. On cloud nine right now. Last night, my Green Bay Packers won the Super Bowl. The Green Bay Packers.
You guys win the Super Bowl all the time. It's not fun.
Oh, no. The last time we did was 1996.
All right, I guess now that I think of it, we have won it twice more recently.
Who's we? What's your team?
I'm a Steelers fan, all right?
Oh, no.
Ejection seat.
No. Ah! It's really your rock bottom, you guys.
Because it's rock bottom day.
Bottom week.
Rock bottom week. Dwayne, rock bottom, Johnson week.
Also known as Thanksgiving week.
Yeah. Historically been rock bottom for a lot of people, I think. Look, it's rock bottom for me as a Steelers fan. It's rock bottom for Ryan as a Chiefs fan. Carl's on a bye week, which is rock bottom if you just like to see the action. But we have a guest here who I think is at a true, true rock bottom. Thanks for joining us.
We sought somebody out who was feeling worse than us.
Yeah, we really did. Will Sennett, thanks for coming on, Will.
Hey, what's up, guys? Glad I could be here and commiserate with y'all. It's gonna be a sad one, I think.
So,
hopefully healing.
Yeah, Will, tell us why you're rock bottom.
Well, I am unfortunately a lifelong diehard Cincinnati Bengals fan, I would say this week is more just sort of a bump in the road that has been one long rock bottom. I would say a life of rock bottoms is one that I have lived, and so you guys, you know, Steelers fans, you know, Saints fans, you know, you guys have had some misery. Chiefs fans, you've been living the high life. Welcome to the mud. Welcome to my domain. Sit down.
Welcome to the mud might be a good title for the episode.
Yeah. Kick your feet up, boys. Yeah. Can I get you anything?
Will, what's your history with football?
I grew up right outside of Cincinnati. Grew up playing football, played in high school. You know, dad played football in college. All my siblings played football, you know, just grew up around it. Notre Dame fan, Bengals fan, you know, I've just, you know, that part of the country, you kind of live, eat, sleep, breathe it. Unfortunately in that part of the country, you live, sleep, breathe and eat bad professional football. It's been a rough life, I would say, I've lived. Arguably the worst one anybody's ever lived in the history of the world, I would say.
How'd y'all
move? Well, because my wife and Will's girlfriend are very good friends.
Nice.
Yeah, and then it was interesting because it was like I'd been seeing my girlfriend for a little bit before me and Greg met. And it was sort of like, I don't know what it was on your end, but like I feel like it was like hyped up. It was like the girlfriends were so excited to get us two in a room together. And every week, Helene would be like, oh, you're going to be Greg. It's going to be great. You guys are going to get along so well. And I was like, I don't know if it can live up to what you guys have built it up to be in your minds. I think anything short of us like you know, mind melding and turning into a giant robot would have been short of their expectations. But, you know, they set us up on, truly it was a play date.
Yeah,
I think it was like a boyfriend play date where they like we all went over to Greg's house. The girlfriend wife, they went into a corner and then just plopped me and Greg down with beers and whiskey in between us and just said, go at it.
This Sunday, Brody was like, you got to go hang out with Will at Buffalo Wild Wings to watch football. And I was like, what? Like, wife lottery did I win? Truly the fantasy of every, I think Will said the fantasy of every Kevin James sitcom character, of like the wife being like, you gotta go to Buffalo Wild Wings and watch football. I didn't realize you were a Notre Dame fan, or two, maybe I had forgotten that. The thing is, like, most Ohio NFL fans, Cleveland and Cincinnati, I think, well, at least they have Ohio State at the end of the day. But you don't even get that benefit of it.
Yeah, no, I've pretty awesomely picked the one time in which it's been like a long stretch of not being, of being a Notre Dame fan, not being too awesome.
Yeah.
You know, like there was really a long period of time where it was great. It was gravy. You know, there's a few bad years here and there. But I mean, from like when I was growing up in like the Tyron Willingham days, like the dark days, you know.
Yeah.
And then we got Charlie Weiss, and that was fun for 2.5 months, 3 months.
And then
the Brian Kelly days, arguably the most hateable man on the planet. And now we're just sort of, you know, chilling. Our quarterback is really hot. I don't know if you guys have seen him.
I haven't seen him.
Notre Dame has, I can't even, what's his name's Charlie something. He's an incredibly handsome man.
He looks 38.
He's one of those like old, like, COVID year transfer, gray shirt, red shirt quarterbacks.
I think Sam he's like 27.
Sam Hartman. Yeah. He's a babe.
Yeah, he's a good looking dude. There's a picture the other day of all the players and their NIL like deals. And yeah, they all had their helmets on. They were all like action shots of them with their helmets on. He was the one dude that didn't have his helmet on.
He's got like boudoir photography for
him. Yeah. Even the basketball players had helmets on. But even my mother, who does not watch football, I was just at the house one day doing laundry, and I was watching, I guess that day it was Notre Dame SC. And she saw him and goes, "Who's that?" And I go, "My, he's like 20. I'm like, "Jill."
Mrs. Tart.
He's a good looking young man.
Yeah, I agree, good, having looked him up.
Is he a good player?
He's right. Pretty good.
He's decent. He's all right. Yeah, he's been around a minute. You know, he's like one of those 26-year-olds, you know, dunking on a 17-year-old. So yeah.
He's the Jimmy Garoppolo of college football. Like,
yeah,
he's serviceable, but mostly just handsome.
Yep.
He used his COVID 5 years, so he's like 28. his red shirt COVID year. Ryan,
yep,
you are currently in Kansas City.
I am.
Missouri.
A former rock bottom.
I'm not giving y'all no sympathy right now.
I know. I'm stretching. It's just because for Ryan, it's more specifically, Ryan flew out. Well, of course, HeadGum flew you out again, right?
Yeah,
HeadGum flew you out and sent you to the game.
Yeah, they took a little money from Greg and Carl's paycheck and to fly me out to Kansas City to see my family for Thanksgiving and to go to the game. The game, it sucked, guys. It really blew. I got there a few hours early to tailgate. It was cold and raining, sideways rain. Buddy and I tried to set up this, you know, pop-up canopy tent, and it was windy, and we could not for the life of us figure it out. And the worst thing, I hate when this shit happens, two other dudes came over to help.
Oh, no.
What's going on, fellas? Having some trouble? Let's see what I do this all the time. Don't worry, guys. And then, like, they're trying to get it, and it's coming along really easy for them, but we run a snag, and it's not working. And then that's when I realized that I grabbed the wrong cover. So it was not the correct cover to go to that canopy and say, "Buddy, you forgot. You didn't bring the cover."
Oh, no.
Well, if you want to come out and come over and hang out with us, we got beers and stuff. You're more than welcome. And no, I didn't. I turned down the offer.
Why'd you turn down the offer? You're so upset you got the wrong cover?
Yeah, I didn't want to hang out with him. I wasn't. Yeah. It didn't seem like my cup of tea.
So what'd you guys do? Just sit in the F-150 Platinum?
Yeah, sit in the bed of the truck. No, actually, I dug around and I found the cover. So then had to kind of go through the whole thing again and try to set up the tent. But this time we managed to do it. And then just by that point, like soaking wet, miserable, begrudgingly grilling sausages on a little mini portable. Just like, having a good time, yeah, right? Went inside, watched the game, and I knew as I was miserable grilling that food that the game was not going to be, I knew we weren't going to win, but I was just hoping that it wouldn't be frustrating and annoying, and folks, it was frustrating and annoying.
The Eagles didn't seem like a good team.
No.
They haven't seemed like a good team all year.
Yeah. At one point, they got sacked on like 4 out of 6 plays over 2 drives, I swear.
I mean, I don't know what it was like watching it on TV. Was anyone else like utterly puzzled by their 3rd-and-1 decision to not use the tush push and whatever that play call was where we stopped them for a 2-yard loss and then they had to go for it for 4th-and-3? Did they punt it on 4th-and-3?
I don't remember that. What part of the game was that?
Felt like 3rd quarter-ish.
Huh.
I don't know. I'll tell you what it was like watching on TV for me. It was dry, my tent was perfectly set up, and my sausages were delicious.
The sausages were good, I will say that. They turned out all right. That was a the one thing I had going for me. Yeah, what were your guys' impressions of the game? It was ugly from where I was sitting.
Will, did you watch?
I did not. So at the end of the, now that the Bengals season's over, I've sort of adopted a very parrot head Jimmy Buffett attitude towards the rest of the season. I'm on island time. You know what I mean? I'm chilling. My girlfriend was like watching Dance Moms. She's like, you want to watch a game? I was like, I want to see what's going on with the girls this week. How about that? I want to see what Abby Lee's doing. Are they doing plies? What's going on? No, I'm truly, for the first time in a long time, you know, I've died many times before, but this one feels real and it feels good. It feels good. Nothing more can be taken from me. And so I'm checking scores on my phone every once in a while. I turned my, you know, my Matt Berry notifications off on Twitter. I'm a free man. I am fine.
You sound fine.
Yeah, you sound. I said I'm fine so many times. You guys are starting to believe it, I assume.
Are you not going to watch any more Bengals games this season? Are you out? Just like not going to bother?
No, I'm going to watch. You know, but in like with kind of the, you know, like the same passive. You know, when like you walk in and your dad's watching Yellowstone, and you're like, "What the hell? This is kind of interesting." You know, everybody seems real pissed off. I'm going to catch 45 minutes of this, and you sit down. You're like, "Wow, that was a blast." And then you're like, "Well, time to not watch that for another year." I think that's going to be sort of the vibe.
Gotcha.
Listen, man, y'all got AJ McCarron back there slinging that thing.
Oh, is it still him?
No. He's out of there.
No, we got that kid from Washington. What's his name? Browning. Jake Browning. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. I was about to say Jake Locker. I was like, what era am I in?
Now, is there any sort of like silver lining here where you've got a tough schedule the rest of the way? Is it one of those things where you've got like a really strong roster going into next year? You're probably only losing T. Higgins, and coming up is a really, really talented draft class. And it makes me kind of think about the 49ers a few years ago when Garoppolo tore his ACL and then they were awful and they happened to get Nick Bosa. They added Nick Bosa to an already loaded team and go to the Super Bowl the next year. Is there some kind of, are you telling yourself
That is where I'm at. I'm currently, because we desperately needed a tight end. We signed Irv Smith this year, and it turned out to go not well at all, to the surprise of no one. So we did that instead of taking one of the nine tight ends that were really good in this draft. And so my dream is, we tank for Brock.
Or Brock.
Yeah, Brock Bowers. And then, but I mean, the issue with that is it's like, our roster is in a lot more trouble, I think, than people think. Because, like, our defense, we have the worst defense in the league. I think Lou Anarumo, I was surprised Lou Anarumo didn't go anywhere last year for a head coaching job. Because he's kind of been, like, you know, the guy with the secret sauce that's been pulling out a lot of our big wins. So I think he's probably, yeah, he's like, he's the big brain guy. And so I think he's probably gone. A lot of guys are getting older. Trey Hendrickson, you know, Logan Wilson, all those guys are another year. We never recovered from like Jesse Bates leaving. And so our defense has a ton of holes, and famously we're not big free agent guys. You know, we don't make splashy deals.
You look down on it.
We look down on it. Yeah. You're like, we're like, oh, you're getting better. That's interesting. Why don't you try sucking too for 20 years?
Steelers are the same way. They'll never spend free agent money. It's crazy.
But you guys got voodoo magic going, you know. Yeah, you guys are operating with like another level, on another plane of reality that allows you to live forever.
Fourth round wideout and edge rusher picks that all become Pro Bowlers.
Right.
Let me ask you this, Will. Because I was thinking about this recently.
You got a wry smile. I don't know if I'm going to like this question.
No, but because all three of us are Clippers fans, and I do think there's a correlation.
Oh, no.
Just understanding it's a similar path. So I was thinking about this with the Clippers. What's worse for you, a season like this or the season where you start the year on island time? You know what I mean? Like the season where you... Ryan and I both picked the Bengals to go to the Super Bowl this year. I think a lot of people thought it was a possibility. And then it's ripped from you. Or would you rather just have gone in thinking you were going to be 4-13?
There was a certain, I mean, yeah, there's like, there was a certain kind of beautiful detachment from it when you go in being really bad. You know, hope is the worst thing, you know, that can happen to a human being. The thing is, it's like the older I get, the more I learn that football is really, it's a vibes based sport. You know, I feel like you can, you know, like with Ryan, with going into the Kansas City game last night, the vibes were off immediately. You knew.
Yeah.
You knew something was up, and you could smell it in the air. And that's what it was like for the Bengals year this year. Like, I mean, you know, with like Joe getting hurt in the preseason, like he usually does. And then, you know, that was a very bad omen. The first few weeks we were the worst team in the league. And, you know, Lamar's getting mad. With the T contract thing, you know, you could tell like that affected him, you know, in his play this year. Because it was just like, our defense didn't quite, you know, we didn't reload. We didn't get the guys we needed. The vibes were off from the get-go. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we kept trotting Joe out there, even though, like, you know, he had a calf thing, which, you know, basketball fans, you know, it's calf right into Achilles tear. You know, it's like that fear, you know, was always there. And you were always kind of waiting for the other foot to, where the other shoe to drop. And so I didn't even have a lot of, you know, easy to say coming off of a Super Bowl and Super Bowl loss, AFC Championship loss, but I was not feeling good about this year going in.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. I was super high on the Bengals, even when things weren't going well early in the season. I had this sort of dread feeling that they're going to turn it around and get really, really hot at just the right time and cruise. Mm-hmm. Because you could see all these flaws with the other AFC teams. And then bad luck, lightning struck.
Yeah, they had turned it around. They were looking so good.
Yeah.
That Texans game was really the tipping point of it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Well, I'm sorry, dude. That's a bummer. I think you're right. I think going into the season where expectations are low and you can't get more, you're not going to be more disappointed. Like, you're not expecting anything. To have it ripped away from you is a bummer. That sucks.
Like, to talk of the wrong sport for a second, my favorite Clippers season of the last 10 years was like the Shai Gilgeous-Alexander rookie year when they were like mid rebuild with like Toby and Bobby and Gallinari, and they got like the eighth seed. That was a blast. Compare that to 2021 when I was at the playoff game against Houston where Kawhi tore his ACL, which was the worst.
Oh, yeah.
And then we still kind of should have beat Phoenix but blew it and got hosed by the refs.
Yeah, those are the best seasons are the ones where you're like a year ahead of schedule. And it's like,
yes.
It's like how we were in 2021.
Oh, God,
I was telling a friend of mine that this Sunday, watching the Texans right now with Stroud, I'm like, God, that used to be me. You know, you're a year ahead of schedule. Everything's clicking. All your young guys are crushing it. Your young quarterback looks good. You're winning games you're not supposed to. It's that's the best. I think that is the best feeling.
Cloud nine. You can get. Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing.
I kind of thought that was the Steelers at the end of last year. Is that sad? And it's
that is sad.
It's not. I thought like, yeah, this Kenny Pickett guy's got some fourth quarter magic.
Yeah, where are you at with Kenny Pickett? What's the community's vibe?
Especially after today's big news, the Steelers fired their offensive coordinator, Matt Canada.
Thank God. Fired and deported, I hope. Let's get him out of the country. I'm happy that Canada's gone, but also like Kenny has been not great. I mean, there's a tough clip to watch of him just not seeing a wide open. He just doesn't handle pressure well at all. And he's not even really being pressured yet.
You should have seen me with that canopy, man. It got worse and worse the more pressure I felt.
You were like picking in the pocket, man. I mean, it was.
Yeah, you had gloves on. You were trying to put it up.
When that dude dove for the interception last night on the spike, somebody was like, Kenny Pickett would have thrown it right into his hands.
Dude. Yes, Jalen Carter, probable defensive rookie of the year.
If only tried for that play. Yeah.
Tried a really slick move.
I've always wanted to see somebody try that. I like even in Madden, I think, you know.
Yeah.
But like do like the dive.
He did his version of like the Troy Polamalu thing where he times the leap over the line, but Carter went five hole on the center through the legs. I honestly think if he wasn't wearing a helmet, he makes the pick because the ball bounces off his arms and doesn't go far. But no. he clearly has no peripheral vision in that moment. And because he doesn't seem like he makes an effort really to try and catch it on the bounce. Like, I don't think he had any idea where it went.
And also, like, how spry do you have to be? He's such a big guy, but how spry do you have to be to go five hole on a you're 6'5", what, 320? You could go five hole on another man with your arms up like this to tie. It was really incredibly athletically impressive.
Yeah, it was slick. It reminded me of that Trey Turner slide. It was real swaggy, too.
If you'd like to watch the video recording of this episode and check out some bonus shows with the guys, go to patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What I want to know is, first of all, Will, are you playing fantasy this season?
I am not. No, I'm taking a break. I took a break this year. I got a little too into it a few years ago. And just I needed peace in my life, you know. I needed to protect my peace.
Did you hurt yourself?
A girl I was dating at the time would point to fantasy football as one of the things that didn't make the relationship go super great.
Okay.
I had to grind season, tape, you know.
Yeah, I've heard that complaint too.
Yeah, you gotta grind tape sometimes. Sorry, I can't go to your mom's birthday party. Yeah, I gotta watch this kid from Fresno State. You gotta watch his tape.
The reason why I ask is because what now happens to Ja'Marr Chase? Ja'Marr Chase is probably a lot of people's first pick in their draft. I have him in me and Ryan's other league, which I still got a chance in. Foosball league, yeah. I'm dead. But I'm dead to rights in the foosballs league.
Yeah, you're toast. I'm back in first, baby. I'm back in first.
This week was really heartbreaking because A.J. Brown only got me 1 point. All he needed was five, and I would have won.
Oh, my God. Is that what it was?
Dude who's been scoring 20 all season, all he needed was five. Five, and I would have got the dub. And yet, I have fallen to 3-8. I am in a comfortable position in last place in the league. As I say every week, which I'm sure the listener is tired of hearing me say, but is becoming, put this on a t-shirt, my team is good. They just can't win.
Yeah, it's a tough break.
Yeah, who's winning out of the three of you? How's your guys' fantasy seasons going?
In our league for the show, I am in first place. And I have three teams, two good and one bad. I'm in another league that Ryan's in where I have a terrible team, but I pulled off an amazing coup this week, which was I sold some players for draft picks at the deadline.
Motherfucker.
including two Ryan, but I also sold to a friend of the show, Josh Corey. I sold him, I can't remember who, because I'm done and he's trying to make the playoffs still, and I got like an eighth round pick off of him, and then I beat him. he traded me Fields and a draft pick for Dak, and then I won by like 5 points, and Fields outscored Dak by like 5 points, and now I'm ahead of him in the standing. So it's a pretty great feeling.
Brutal. I feel like I'm starting to make a little bit of a comeback in our league, in the Foosballs league.
Yeah, you had a nice week.
Yeah, I had my first big scoring week where I really put over 120. I beat Clements, and starting to kind of get back into the conversation.
Well, right now you are 5-6.
I moved up from 10th to 9th. So, folks, it's watch out.
You're 5-6, and right now the last playoff spot is Clemens, who's also 5-6. So you just got to win. You know, he's got a big points advantage on you, but you're right there.
Yeah, I need some help. Yeah. And then Carl beat us in our other league, the Sexy Sofa Studs League.
Yeah, I won that. That puts me at 5-6 in that league, and I think I'm in seventh place or something like that. So
yeah, you're chasing me. I'm right there in sixth. So that was
is sixth the last playoff spot?
You know, then honestly, it might actually they might only do four. It's only a 10-team league. Yeah, it's only
four. It's only four. Okay, so I'm probably out of that one too. But I got a lot of points for. I'm second in points for. No, third in points for, but I'm in seventh place. Tough. I had a bad fantasy year overall. I just didn't want to be. I am probably going to come in last place in our foosballs league. There's another league that I can't come in last place again because they have a punishment. Our league does not have a punishment. I will not accept the punishment. I'm willing to fight. The first year I refuse to have a punishment. Or one that just I'll come on the air and say I'm bad at fantasy or something like that. I don't know. But I will not do a humiliating. I'm not getting a tattoo or something like that, which do you guys know anybody in leagues that they get tattoos as the punishment? Have you heard of that?
No.
Heard of it. I've never been part of a league that does that.
I heard two pretty good ones recently. One, my friends back in Chicago did one where the loser, and they're not like comedians or anything, but the loser had to perform at an open mic and the other 10 guys showed up drunk to heckle him.
That's crazy.
Pretty good.
But then the LA, this is Josh Corey as well, was that their loser had to spend 24 uninterrupted hours in the House of Pies, which is a diner in Los Feliz. Had to spend 24 hours there, but every order of pancakes that he ate took half an hour off. So for every order of pancakes he had, he could leave like half or maybe like an hour earlier.
Yeah.
How many pancakes are in an order?
I think like three, so it's a lot of pancakes. But then everyone came and visited him throughout the day and night and everything. And I was like, that could kind of be fun, except for that I'd get so sick eating pancakes.
Yeah, no, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a lot of fun.
That shit would be nuts.
Hey, give me an hour off for everything of corned beef hash I eat, then now we're talking. I'll do that for first place.
Yeah. Me in and out of there in 15 minutes.
Yeah. Do you like their corned beef hash there?
I love their. I like shitty diner hash. I don't like fancy brunch hash where it's like full potatoes and shit. Fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Give me that shitty diner hash.
Interesting. Wow. You learn something about your friends every day.
In one of my leagues, they're pushing for the punishment to be that the loser has to show up to the next draft wearing a dress. This is also not a group of comedians.
Yeah, I can tell. Wait, is this the league you're in where you don't know anyone?
Yeah, just the commissioner. But I'm definitely on the group chat.
We kind of glossed over a little bit. Will, you played quarterback? Is that true?
Yes, I did. Yeah. I ran the JV wing T offense like it was the Navy, dude.
Did you play quarterback on varsity too?
No. Our varsity quarterback was. It was like a kid a year above me, and he went like D1. He was so sick. I was never going to start over him.
What's his name, and where did he play?
He played at Miami of Ohio. His name was Austin Gearing. He was a dog.
Yeah.
He is like, you know, he's one of those, like, because it was the wing tee, so it was like, you know, a lot of rollout, a lot of moving around. He was like 6'5", you know, could throw the ball 50 yards, ran like a 4.4, you know. They ended up converting him to D-end in college.
Really?
Interesting. Yeah, he was sick.
Damn. Yeah, it's
that's tough because were there a lot of kids going D1 from your school or
not at
just
all?
The one fucking guy who plays your position.
The one fucking guy. It's a theme in my life. Picking the wrong time to be born. it seems to keep coming up, but you know, can't be mad at it.
So, what position did you end up playing on VAR?
I quit after my junior year just to play basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, listen, hey guys, it's quarterback or nothing. And they're like, all right, you can turn in your jersey.
Damn.
The superstar.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll go with the kid that's awesome instead of the kid that's barely okay.
Do you regret that now? Because I regret quitting baseball.
You know, I remember after, because it was after my junior year, I remember like the worst time of my whole fucking life was that year, the next year when my friends were doing two-a-days, and I was like, oh, I would give anything, you know, to be puking with my boys right now. And so definitely at the time, you know, as I grow older and wiser, you know, having saved myself maybe a concussion, I think all in all probably a good call, but you know, you wouldn't trade those, you know, you guys know you wouldn't trade those memories for anything. So, you know, there's definitely a little bit of it.
Yeah, man. That's like that guy who's going back for his seventh year at Utah. Right? Like, why not, man?
I want to be throwing up with my boys.
Yeah, they're puking.
It is definitely. Oh, go ahead, Greg.
I just remember I regretted not quitting baseball a little earlier than I did.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I quit like halfway through high school. It was during the summer league, not the high school team. But I was just, I couldn't hit. I was out of my depth. I could field. I could not hit. I couldn't catch up to fastballs. If somebody was stupid enough to throw me a breaking ball, I could dump it over the third baseman. But I couldn't hit. And one game, they bring me in halfway through the game. I immediately get a single up the middle, start a rally, score. We take the lead. And then they took me out of the game. And I should have quit. Like, I should have fucking stripped my jersey off and walked out right there. Because instead, my last game, a couple months later, I'd like take a bad hop and get a huge black eye. And then I'm like, no, you got to leave me in the game. And then I go back in the game and strike out on three pitches. And that was how I went out. I was like, I should have gone out on that hit. I should have been like, hey, I'm not mad. I just like, I know, you know, I'm at the end of my rope here. Let's call it.
You're chasing it.
I'm going to think about that on my deathbed, that I should have quit baseball 1 month earlier with dignity.
Your kids are going to be waiting for those last words just to finally hear you say that you love them.
Because I am going to tease it out. I'm not going to tell my kids I love them right away. I'm not some cuck dad. Cuck who loves his kids.
I definitely I quit baseball after sophomore year and was just like, man, I ain't playing baseball. I'm going to the league. Football or basketball, one of the two. No. Somebody should have said, you should play baseball, kid. That was a bad idea.
What'd you play? First? Because you're a lefty?
No, left field. Okay. Left field, right field. And I used to, as they say, smack the leather off that thing.
Hell yeah. Oh, where were you hitting in the lineup? Were you hitting what? Three hole, four hole?
Four.
Ooh, come on. Left fielder bad four? Ooh.
Yeah. I was a dog, okay? I still get it in. I still get it in. I'm in the league right now. And I can't move the way I used to. But ask the people what I do when somebody hangs one over the plate.
Okay.
How's your arm? I feel like I'm not tagging up on you. What's your arm looking like?
Oh, my arm's trash right now.
Really?
Like, yeah. Cause I've really like forgot the mechanics. Like I have to like, and in this league, I always say like before the league starts, I'm going to really like get back with some people and like get back into shape and do it. And then I'm always just like, I have a job.
Yeah. I have a life. Dude,
throwing a baseball when you haven't done it in a while, like, I feel like I mostly will play basketball now, and it's like you get that small ball, and you're like, I could go out right now and hand me a football, and I'll throw a spiral on the first try.
Yeah.
But I would want like 20 minutes alone with a baseball to get my throw back. Like, it's a precise movement.
Dude, I had a friend who last year he was in a baseball movie, and he never played baseball before. Like, he didn't play it growing up. And he was my roommate, so he's like, you used to play baseball, right? Like, and I was like, yeah, I play a little baseball. He's like, can you teach me how to pitch? And I was like, dude, absolutely. Let's go to a field right now. And we went out there, and I had the ball, and I was like, huh. Like, how do you do this? I completely forgot, you know.
It is not easy at all.
Yeah, dude.
I once, for an episode of this show I was working on, we had to film some basketball scenes. We had Lisa Leslie as a guest star. It was very cool. And there was an actor in the show who it'd be very easy to figure out if you did any research on this now that I've said too much, but I'm not going to say who it was, but he had to make like an uncontested layup in a scene. And I look, hey, if I had to do it in front of a whole crew and I'm thinking about how like thousands of dollars are burning every take, I would have gotten the yips a little bit too. And that is exactly what happened. And it got tough in there for a
bit. How many takes are we talking?
I don't remember exactly, but it wasn't like 20, but it was more than like 5, you know?
Oh, man.
Did he look very unnatural with a basketball in his hand?
No, that's the thing. He was an athletic guy, and in real life, I think it truly was just a little bit of a case of the yips, which I 100% would have gotten to. Then there was an actress who was like played one of the kids on the show who just happened to be walking by, and she was like, "Let me see this," and chucked a half court shot, fucking swished it. So that didn't make him feel any better either.
Let's talk about the Carlay. The Carlay hit, including the bonus pick. The Carlay hit. I took three dogs in that.
People said, what were they again?
I'm about to tell you right now. I just need to pull it up. I need to pull up the clip here. Did the Lamar Lay hit? I didn't look.
No, it did not.
So I played both, and yeah. I got screwed a little bit because the line moved on one of the Steelers game, and so the Carlay did not hit for me.
Drop down to three?
2.5.
No!
Yeah,
bad beat.
That was a bad, bad beat.
Will was telling me that the over/under for the Steelers Browns game was like the lowest ever, right? Will, didn't you say that?
Yeah, my buddy was.
Or your friend,
like,
said that.
Yeah. The points, I think, was like the lowest. It was like 30 or something like that.
And they still hit under. They got the lowest over under in history and still hit the under. Incredible. All right, Carl. Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, when I made the Carlay, it was Steelers Browns. I took Steelers 3.5. Browns won by 3, so that's a hitter. Raiders Dolphins, Raiders plus 12. They only lost by 7. Boom. Or six or seven. Cowboys Panthers, Cowboys minus 10. I played it safe. That hit, of course. Bonus pick, Chiefs Eagles. Eagles plus 2.5.
That one hit.
So shout out to the ones that made the money. I've been getting a lot of hate mail for the Carlays. People hitting me up when they see them and they go, "These picks are trash." And it goes, "What constitutes a trash pick? It's gambling. Unless the team is down 52 players, then it's not unless they haven't won a, like, if they suck ass, I'm probably not gonna pick them."
Or you also know what, whoever that person is, every week when we post them, they can give their picks and then we'll check them, okay, each week.
Because I'll admit we set Carl up to fail last week when we had a guest on, Will, who was just getting back into the league. And we had him do picks and Carl do picks. It kind of like we're setting Carl up to look bad, but in fact, he crushed it. The Carlay.
There you go.
Carla Marlay, where I did both. I did all of them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What casino do y'all got down there?
What's that?
What casino are you playing at down there?
What's it called?
DraftKings Casino?
Oh, no. I just play on the app on my phone. It's legal here in Kansas.
Oh, okay. Mm. You can really promote it.
There, though, right?
You got to do the ad all by yourself this week since it's legal there.
Yeah,
Oklahoma's all the casinos, right? Is that what it is?
We've got casinos here. We've got I think Argosy, and then there's one that changes names every 3 weeks.
Harris,
good sign.
Caesars
good sign.
Was Harris at one point. Was a Harris. Now I think it's like called like Spearmont or something. real ugly name.
The Spearmont Rhino. Hey, that's a dirtbag handshake. Everyone who gets that reference.
Yeah.
Are you gonna make some picks for this week, Carl?
Hell yeah, let's make some. Since we're winding down here, I gotta go to a dinner for schmucks.
The famous dinner for schmucks.
Yeah, I just wanted to call it that. But I do have to go to.
I actually have to go also to a dinner with Andre. If we could wrap this up, that'd be great too.
We got a lot of Thursday games, so we're gonna have to pick some Thursday games this week. So I'm gonna do the Carlay with all the Thursday games.
Thanksgiving Carlay, I love it.
A Thanksgiving Carlay. We got Lions Packers. And the Packers are 1-4 away. And this game is in Detroit. However, it will be warm in there. They ain't got to play in the snow or anything like that. The line is Detroit minus 7.5. So they have to win by 8. I think the Packers can cover that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the Packers can cover that. They are not doing great. And the Lions are doing very well. But I hate to say this, Lions fans. Y'all are all right, but y'all are not real.
Paper tiger, hell yeah.
Like, I just don't fully believe quite yet. And so I'm going to go Green Bay plus 7.5 on that one. If I lose, I lose, but I don't lose.
Can I, if you haven't, I'm asking a quick trivia to anyone who didn't see this tidbit on Twitter. Who do you think was president the last time the Lions were 8-2?
The president when the last time the Lions were 8-2 was Richard Nixon.
Any other guesses?
I think I heard it, so I won't, I won't guess, but.
Let's just say it's mind blowing.
Yeah.
It's JFK. It was JFK.
Oh, JFK. Oh, shit. Wait. Oh, I thought it was 69. So it was 62?
I think it was 62. I saw.
Damn.
That's tough.
Also, was Nixon the president in 69? Am I tripping?
Yeah,
he won in 68, right? Is it Gerald Ford? Not Gerald Ford, but
yeah, Nixon took over for LBJ in 69.
LBJ. Lyndon B. Johnson. Lyndon B. Johnson. Yeah. So.
Nixon. Yeah. All right.
Commanders, Cowboys. Cowboys minus 11 over them Commanders on Thanksgiving. Commanders are coming off of a loss to the Giants.
Ugly loss.
Ugly loss to the Giants. I'm gonna play it safe again and take Dallas minus 11. It's just hard to see them losing or getting that close. And then 49ers Seahawks. San Francisco minus 6.5. Yeah, you got to take that. Seahawks ain't playing well right now. They just lost to the Rams. However, that Rams game, if the NFL is scripted, that game always makes me feel like it is.
Rams Seahawks?
Yeah. But the Niners are kind of back. I think I'm going to have to take them. I want to take another dog, though, because I feel bad taking two favorites.
You want to throw the Friday game in? Do they have a four-leg parlay? Well, I guess only if you want to take Jets plus 10.
No, I don't. I don't want to take Jets plus 10. However, the Raiders only lost by 7, so it's possible if the defense can step up.
I mean, look, they benched Zach Wilson finally. So I think
yes, that's true.
Yeah, the new quarterback bump. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? Let's do it. Fuck it. Jets Woo! Plus 10.
Love it.
Lock them in.
I love, hey, anything is possible. I love picturing just Aaron Rod, like, or I guess Zach Wilson yelling Kevin Garnett style, anything is possible in reference to losing by 9.
Yeah.
We can do it, guys. Hey, if we all pull together, we could cover that spread.
I'm not playing, so believe we can do this.
It's some good games on Sunday, too. Rivalry game, Saints Falcons. The Falcons are 1-point dogs. I'm taking my boy on that one.
That's a big one.
Steelers, Bengals. Sorry, y'all too.
Hammer the under, dude. Whatever it is. It could be 10. Yeah. You hammer that under.
It's 34.5. That's they're going under that for sure.
Wait, so you said you're taking Saints and then the Steelers, Bengals under, right?
Yeah. So these are just picks.
Okay.
So this is not the Carlay. The Carlay is above. The Carlay will do for the weekday games. And then for this, I'm gonna say Saints plus 1. I'm gonna say under Steelers and Bengals under 34.5. Panthers, Titans. I'm gonna say under 36.5. Buccaneers, Colts. Indiana is minus 2.5. I'm gonna take the Bucks plus 2.5 on that.
All right,
I'm into that.
We're blazing through these. You form the opinions quick this week, Carl.
Yeah. And then
these are assertive. This is the assertive game. Picking of a man who hit his parlay last week.
Yeah,
Jaguars and Texans.
Jaguars Texans is nice. That's a fun game. Jacksonville plus 2. I'm on the CJ Stroud train, man. I'm on Stroud 9. I'm taking Texans plus 2 in that one. I'm on Stroud 9. hey, to all the, we should probably talk about fantasy football a little bit. To the people who own Jamar Chase, I say keep him. At this point, I say keep him. It's too late to trade him anyway, so you can't do nothing. But I say keep him in the starting lineup. Unless you got better option at receiver. Like, I don't think there's a better option. Unless you got Tank Dell. Like,
Yeah,
I mean, unless you're in a real shallow league or you wound up with somehow wound up with a bunch of stud wideouts behind taking Chase in the top three picks, you're probably still playing him.
Absolutely. I have him in two or three leagues, and I have no qualms with starting him. I'm not worried. He'll get his. Like, yeah.
If I'm a very scared, nervous, panicked quarterback, and I'm running back there afraid I shouldn't be out there, I'm probably just going to close my eyes and throw it up to Jamar as much as I can. So I think he's going to, I think he's going to get some big chunks.
Yeah, this quarterback ain't Ian Book. I think he'll be okay. I think he'll
the
be
The real
okay.
question is, are you still starting T. Higgins if you have him, as I do, on my terrible team? Is he even coming back soon, Will?
I mean, I don't know. He's been in and out all year. I mean, he's incentivized to fucking not play, with the contract coming up. So I think if you can find a sucker, trade him for pieces, dude.
Will, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter, Will Sinnott. Instagram, Will Sinnott. Twitter, Sin Spud. I did a podcast called A Closer Look. It's a fake, a faux investigative history podcast. The first season we did about a fake World Series between two teams that didn't exist. We did all the voices, put a bunch of money to make it sound good. I think it's really good. If you like sports and true crime shit, you should listen to it. But yeah, boys, thanks for having me. This was a blast.
Loved having you, man.
That sounds dope as fuck. I'm going to check that
it's,
out.
It's cool, man.
Yeah.
Let me know when you want to do a basketball one.
Absolutely, dude. I'd love to talk about my Cavs, man.
Hey, Ryan Meharry, is it?
That's me.
Make sure you send us pictures of the barbecue so we can post them on the Flagrant Ones page. Are you going to Arthur Bryant's tonight?
No, I'm going to Buck Tooie. It's like a Kansas City barbecue / Tide place. That's legit really good.
Barbecue / Tide.
Hell yeah.
Buddy, it's good.
Well, there's Thai barbecue, absolutely.
Yeah,
there's Thai barbecue, but I don't want Kansas City barbecue. I don't want no fucking slab of ribs and some pad thai.
Buddy, I'm going to send you pictures tonight. I'm going there right now. It's amazing. It's amazing. And I'll hit up some other spots, too.
I'm not a big fusion guy, Will.
Hey, listen, teach their own.
I like to keep my foods segregated. We'll see you next week. Bye. On Foosballs.
That was a HeadGum podcast.